about what you're doing. And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
All righty. Yes, good evening. I'm here, and a Friday night edition of the program as we end my week anyway here. And they say TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, huh? Well, the beginning of the Sabbath night, and tomorrow, the Sabbath day, for those who, of course, are Sabbath keepers. And a good time of rest and relaxation. Well, before you do that, tonight I want you to consider something. This first hour, we're going to be talking with a gentleman that we spoke with a while back about the dangers of fluoridation of the public water supply. So if you have a question or a comment or any experience this area, don't wait. Get on the lines right now. And the number is 800-313-9443. Those of you online might very well take the time to go to the website www.fluoridactionnetwork.com.
Okay, got him.
Or www.fluoridealert.org. And you'll see a whole new world open up to you. In case you were a skeptic or a doubter, well, I don't think you will be after what you see from the scientific world itself. And right now, let me say hello to we have him on the line? Good. All right. Here he is, none other than Daniel Stockin of the Lilly Center. Hello, Daniel.
Hey, how you doing, Rick?
Okay, welcome back again. And I was just, telling people they could look at the websites that we look at, of course, for the latest information on the fluoride deception, as it were, and the fluoridation of water supplies. And since I talked to you last, quite a bit has happened, I presume, huh?
Oh, yes. The story continues to escalate, and more people are finding out the story that hasn't been told. And we're pretty excited now because the momentum has definitely quickened. And there's some people, for me, this is personally very satisfying to see that some of the people who are being harmed the most by fluoride are the ones who are finally starting to get the information.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that some certain things have been developing since, I guess, we talked a couple months ago.
Yes.
And it's just really exciting to see that both the people are learning who need to hear the information, but also, you know, we're picking up information that the people in the pro-fluoride camp are starting to get nervous, and they should be.
Mm-hmm. So. Indeed, they should be, yes. And litigation is being planned now, and of course, we still note that most of the media, the major media, have largely ignored, not entirely, but largely ignored up until now, much of the information that has come out. And your group, the Lilly Center, has come up with information that really, I guess, you didn't intend to even find, maybe. I don't know. I think I remember you saying that. You sort of got into it not by accident, but less out of a determination, maybe, than it was that you fell into this situation, I guess, huh?
Right. My boss had a rash on her arm.
Right. Okay, hold that. I want you to tell that story, all right? We got a quick break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes, Daniel, and you're our guest the first hour tonight. People have a question or a comment, they can jump aboard at 800-313-9443. We'll hear the story about fluoridation and poisoning. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Be right back.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. And your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Back in this hour here, we have our guest, as I said, from the Lilly Center, and that's Daniel Stockin. And Daniel, before we take a call or two, why don't you just tell us again that story you told once before here about how your boss, I believe it was, had a rash, and what you discovered about that rash.
Sure. My boss is a 70-plus-year-old lady, a real spitfire of a woman, but she was new to this area outside of Nashville that we were living in, so was I. Mm-hmm. And she had this rash on her arm that the doctor just could not get rid of for her. And she came to me knowing about my background, obviously, in toxic assessment and hazmat. And she said she had seen these signs on the side of the road, and she's very intuitive by nature. So she said, is it possible that this water I'm showering in, this fluoridated water and drinking, making tea out of and all that, is it possible that's causing this skin condition? So I did what I've done hundreds of times in my professional career. I just back away from a chemical and look at how your body metabolizes it and what the target organs are, et cetera. And what we found out, the information that has largely come out, say, from the year 1999, 2000 until recently, just made our jaws drop. And so she didn't feel it was morally right for us to just try to take steps to protect our own families. So she called me into her office and she said, look, I don't know who you have to talk to. Start talking to people high, talk to people low, get it turned off. And that started a project that I thought was just going to be 5% of my time, maybe. And it wound up very quickly skyrocketing to 100% of my time, and that basically ended my salary 3 years ago because, you know, we earn money from doing consulting, and nobody was paying for this. But you know how sometimes in life something just pops on in front mm-hmm. of you, and you just know you're supposed to do it?
Right.
And we began having some success in various developments, and it's just been very rewarding to me. And now the developments are picking up pace with the kidney patients and the mm-hmm. legal aspects that are starting to quicken. So
yes.
Very exciting.
Well, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that, because the people who are affected most are those that are most vulnerable in health. We have elderly people, kidney patients, liver patients, young people, and so forth. And we now know that Harvard itself was involved in a fraudulent activity, Harvard University, regarding a study of fluoridation, and what they eventually found, what was found out, was the harm that it has been doing to young males, particularly. As you recall, that study has come out, and it was reported in the media. Now, of course, the fluoridation proponents have always tried to say that the dosage in public water supplies is so small, it's so minuscule, that it cannot possibly do what you say it does, at one part per million or whatever it is, you know? And, of course, you have a response to all of that, and the studies pretty much show that that it's the cumulative effect of the fluoridation sediments in the body that is causing so many diseases and so much problem, right?
Yes, the cumulative effect, you know, the back of the toothpaste tube says, you know, don't swallow the toothpaste, and the reason for that is because the fluoride is acutely toxic. It can be acutely toxic suddenly, all at once. But what we have been told is the cumulative poisoning aspect of fluoride. And so, to me, that's very disingenuous. And you mentioned the idea of that this tired sort of statement they're always trotting out that says it's such a small amount in the water, like a penny in $10,000 is the sort of proportion that
yeah,
they talk
yeah,
about.
Right.
And what we did in August is we presented formal ethics violation charges to the Centers for Disease Control Ethics mm-hmm. Committee. One of those statements that we talked about was how they had, on the website, they used that analogy of one part per million being like a penny in $10,000. And the really interesting point about that is that these are professionals, and they are mixing up concentration in water with dose. And see, just because it's maybe a penny in 10,000, if you keep ingesting that penny over and over again as a dose, it cumulatively builds up. So they're emphasizing the small concentration, but not talking about the dose received. That, mm-hmm. to me, is, as a professional in public health, that's a fundamental flaw that somebody should at least lose their job over at CDC. To put that out is so blatantly wrong mm-hmm. to mislead people mm-hmm. that way. But our ethics complaint that we presented really bore some fruit in a number of ways, because after I talked with you this last time, I had been contacted by, suddenly I get a call from an attorney firm, very interesting developments about this, and this one particular attorney, mm-hmm. for instance, he shared with me, he said, when I read your ethics complaint, it looks to me like there are civil and criminal charges that can be presented here, and this is the first time anyone's used the C word, the criminal charge word, and that I know of, and so it very interesting, and he wound up in September last month sending a letter, a fascinating letter, to the National Kidney Foundation, basically saying to
right.
them, you know, well, I don't know if you're aware of it. Have you read that letter? Or
Yes.
And his,
the link,
you know,
is there on the site, yes.
Yes, and he's an attorney, Mr. Reeves, out of Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what that did is it really made the kidney foundation suddenly sit up and think, wait a minute, we have to analyze why we're distributing a position paper that's over 25 years old. The references are from the 70s, and they have, and you know, he asked me, he says, how come you're not telling them that the National Research Council says that kidney patients are a susceptible subpopulation? And, you know, this is really fascinating to me to see how it's evolving, but mostly to see how when we talk with kidney patients themselves, people who've had transplant, who have kidney stones, who've had chronic kidney disease, there's all kinds of different variations of kidney disease. These are the people, because their kidneys concentrate fluoride at concentrations of almost 50 to 1 compared to the other parts of the body,
mm-hmm.
the kidneys are really susceptible to what's happening, what the nephrogenic or kidney toxic effects of this. So we've been talking to kidney patients across the country, to people in dialysis centers and that kind of thing, and it's very, very sobering to me. Are you familiar with the whole what happens in a dialysis center with the water?
I am not. We talked about it briefly last time, but go ahead, refresh us and give us a little in-depth.
Report on it. The way it works is the water that comes into dialysis centers must be filtered to take out the fluoride that comes in, as well as other contaminants in the water. And there's usually triple redundant kinds of systems. What people aren't aware of is that periodically there are what are called fluoridation overfeeds, which occur. And the overfeeds, in many cases, people have no idea that they occur. And if you happen to be at a dialysis center when an overfeed occurs, there's a real risk there. Now, generally speaking, that is a very, very rare thing that something could happen. But, for instance, in one case, the filters got so much fluoride in them that suddenly a big slug of fluoride was released, and the patients right there were harmed. And there's been death from this. So this is very sobering to me that kidney patients haven't been told this story.
Oh, it's absolutely shocking, but really not surprising, you know, what we have been getting from government, from industry, from the pharmaceuticals and all of these others that, have such a hold over the government and the reins of power. Here we have the EPA, fining companies and putting them out of business over toxicity and pollution in water, and yet we have the same government fluoridating the water and overchlorinating the water, and we see links to cancer, we see links to other diseases. And you say to yourself, are we living in an insane world? And I say, yes, unfortunately we are, to a large extent. I want to take a call now. Somebody's been waiting right from the beginning. We'll take calls throughout this hour, 800-313-9443 for Dan, our guest from the Lilly Center. Let's see, we have Sean from Texas on the line. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, Sean.
I am a water treatment specialist with Rainsoft Water Treatment Systems, and I've got multiple clients that actually want me to give out their numbers because they've had eczema in the past, and whenever we give them a system, a couple weeks after they get a system, their eczema goes away. And all they've been told by doctors for the entire time of their eczema, having the eczema, is that you have to buy this steroid cream, $40 a month, every month, and that's all you're ever going to be able to do about it.
Yeah.
And we get them a system which cleans out their water, and 2 weeks later, their skin's cleared up.
Well, I gather a lot of the people that you help then are fluoride people.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, I don't know if it's a combination of fluoride and chlorine, but I know that it's got to be something like that. And you were talking about one part per million as far as fluoride being a penny in a million or however much. If all it takes is 0.5 parts per million of chlorine to actually smell the chlorine like a swimming pool. So if you think about that, just getting the fumes from a swimming pool, the minimum requirement for a swimming pool in your backyard is 1.5 to 2.0. And that's enough to where you just stand over it and you just get a whiff. I mean, if you think about that, it's really, that's a lot.
Well, I'll share something, Sean, very interesting to me, is that there's been virtually no studies done on fluoride absorption through the skin while a person bathes or is in the shower. It's a fact that we do absorb water through the skin. Mm-hmm. What is also known, but the dermatologists haven't yet really caught a hold of this, is that fluoride harms and destroys collagen. Collagen is the protein that's in the skin that supports your skin. So really what's happening is fluoride helps age a person's skin and helps promote wrinkles. I think that when the average American citizen, ladies and others, find out that fluoride definitely is not helping their skin and may in many cases actually be harming the collagen that supports their skin, I think that's just going to be a huge flap. Right there.
All right. Hey, if you want to hang on, Sean, you can. We got the break coming up, and we'll be back with our guest, Daniel Stockin, in just 3 minutes from now. We have an available line for you if you got a question or a comment about this fluoridation study. 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
All right, we're back with our guest, Daniel Stockin, and now we have our caller still on the line here, Sean. Each of you gentlemen, as far as your experience with filtration systems and eliminating these impurities in the tap water, the public water, how successful are these pieces of filtration? Maybe you could tell us, first of all, Sean, okay, with your product.
Well, I know that it's just heartbreaking whenever I go into, because I had a family about 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
That I went in, and while I was talking to them and I tested their water and was talking to them about the system, their little girl came up, and their little girl, 2 years old, had eczema, and she was scratching her hand so hard that she was bleeding, and that was heartbreaking. But it was also it's a flood of happiness when you know that you can actually help somebody with that. And 2 weeks after they got it, they were calling me saying, give my number out. So, I mean, I've got people begging me to give their number out. Because mm-hmm. these systems, I mean, when you can actually get it out, it actually helps them. So I don't know if it's fluoride or it's a combination of fluoride and chlorine, but mm-hmm. something in the water is giving people eczema.
Mm-hmm.
I know that for sure.
Well, you know what I would say about the filtration system?
Yeah,
people ask me a lot. Hello? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
Oh, yes.
We're listening, Daniel.
I'm sorry. People ask me a lot about this, and, you know, we don't one of the reasons we've been very credible and effective in this is we don't make money at this ourselves. So, we, you know, when I talk about filtration systems, we don't sell any myself.
Right.
And I salute people that, help people get clean water to them. But we have found, people ask me all the time, what should I do about the water? What should I do? Should I use bottled water? Should I use filter system and whatnot?
Wow.
And what we tell people is there's not necessarily bottled water may or may not contain fluoride.
That's right.
You have to check with the manufacturer. And even when you call a lot of manufacturers, strangely enough, they themselves don't know. We've unfortunately found out. But the other thing is that you know, we say to people, well, you know, if you contact the National Sanitation Foundation, they can give you some information on which systems have been tested as how to remove this percentage or that percentage of different contaminants in the water. And so, you know, reverse osmosis systems and distiller systems can take out fluoride, but there's a lot of, you know, you have to sort of balance all that against all your other dietary situations. But, you know, for me, it's definitely don't use tap water with fluoride in it, for instance, making milk. And for young kids, and for anybody who's immunocompromised and that kind of thing.
Yes, absolutely. I would agree with you. And maybe you should call our advertising department, Sean, and maybe can help you spread the word.
I've been thinking about doing that. Yes, definitely.
Yeah, good. If you have something that works and that is doing the job, then by all means, let others know about it through RBN if you can. All right?
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Sean. All right, 1-800-313-9443. And this website that we're directed to here, it's not your website, the Fluoride Action Network, is it?
No, that's run by Dr. Paul Conadin and the Fluoride Action Group.
Right.
That's the most authoritative website that I've seen. There's a couple of other really good ones, too, but fluorideaction.net is very, very comprehensive, and people can get to it easily, and it's got really good photos and things of dental fluorosis, which I recommend people look at, and they keep up to date with a lot of the most important information.
Well, on the site, there's a lot of meat here. There's a lot of substance to what is here, including professionals' statement to end fluoridation. These are not just professionals who sit at a desk and type all day long, or psychologists, but I see that some of these professionals are actually like yourself and have a scientific experience in this area.
Yep.
And they are very much opposed to fluoridation as well.
See, it used to be that they said that people who were against fluoridation weren't, quote, credible.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of, you know, that whole argument's gone out the window now. Because
obviously.
A whole bunch of but you still hear it. You still hear people who haven't really figured it out yet.
Right.
And, you know, the credibility issue has dropped so much so, and because all these cities now, I guess you heard that Juneau, Alaska,
yes,
voted no go on fluoride.
They just voted it out. Yep.
As a second time recently they did.
Yes.
And then Quebec this year, the mm-hmm. city of Quebec, and
mm-hmm.
that supplies water to all the surrounding communities, that they voted to stop doing it. And, you know, these are very big cities all across the United States, bigger and bigger ones. The big gun cities, though, we haven't cracked one of the really big ones yet,
mm-hmm.
but I can tell you that down in Atlanta, where the CDC is,
yes,
this is our target specifically,
mm-hmm.
is to take this fluoride battle, if you will, of information and telling people what the truth, to take it to the CDC in their turf. And, you know, up until recently, you know, people basically just sent letters to the CDC and been frustrated because of the responses that they got. We've actually been starting to work in the community of Atlanta and to tell people in the Atlanta community, particularly, for instance, the black community, that is a very large black community in Atlanta that has not heard this story.
Mm-hmm.
We issued a press release recently about how fluoride is disproportionately harming African Americans. And, boy, you ought to see the emails and calls I'm getting. It's
mm-hmm.
very, very rewarding to
yeah.
see this.
I remember the last time you were on, you had so many emails that you had to have another email address to relieve some of the burden. And I also note that there is an online petition to Congress on the part of many, including the professionals, to end fluoridation of public water in America. And I want to talk about that. We'll take another call, too, when I come back in 3 minutes from now. Stay tuned for more fluoridation poisoning. Very important topic. and what to do about it with my guest, Daniel Stockin. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best 4-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
The first step in winning the war, spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
Okay, we are back now, and we are going to take another call or two in just a moment. But, Daniel, you wanted to address some of those points that we were just making about the studies on fluoridation. Go right ahead.
Oh, sure. Well, you know, it's interesting to me. A study, of course, can be spun any way you want it to be spun. And I've worked 20 years in public health,
yes,
and I know that, you know, you see studies that come out all the time that, you know, people can take whatever they want out of it, and you can twist the design of the study. There's just so many ways you can make a study justify almost basically anything. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what we tell people about fluoride, and I know you know this, is that you don't have to really be a scientist in a heavy sense to really understand the fundamental flawed reasons why fluoridation does not make sense. And the cumulative poison aspect, of course, is one of them. But this whole idea that that people, for instance, in the National Research Council's report last year, 500-plus pages, most people will not be able to wade through that. They wouldn't want to, even if they had it available to them. What that report is one of the things you have to kind of connect some dots inside of it, because there's some very startling statements inside the National Research Council's report. For instance, it said, more research is needed to clarify fluoride effects on the human, biochemical effects on the human brain.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a mind-boggling statement. That little sentence, that more research is needed to clarify what it does to our brains. Because what that tells you is, and I've had people say, wait a minute, you mean we fluoridate and we don't know what it does to people's brains?
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's what's so disingenuous about this, is that the most authoritative report ever on fluoride is being virtually ignored by the Centers for Disease Control.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the reasons that we presented those formal ethics complaint charges. And we did get word that that went all the way to the very top. The news of that went to the very top of the organization.
Mm-hmm.
And so now CDC is in this really sticky position. Either if they don't respond, day by day their liability grows. But if mm-hmm. they do respond, they acknowledge there's a problem. So it's not very a pleasant place to be with
No, them. And when will we know how efficacious this lawsuit will be?
Well, see, now that was what that was a presentation of ethics violation information to their
right.
committees. There was no legal action that was taken per se on that. What did occur, of course, is that it set the stage for legal action. And hence, you know, the attorneys began to get involved. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I got a phone call from Attorney Reeves in Kentucky. Then he began to talk with other attorneys. And, for instance, I've been talking with some attorneys or through some other parties who are involved in law school. And it's fascinating because, you know, law students, this is the kind of stuff they chew on, right? New stuff. This is like the new asbestos.
Mm-hmm.
And how is the first case going to be won and how is it going to evolve?
Mm-hmm.
The kidney front, to me, they're very vulnerable there. And I don't know if you know, for instance, that the workers' comp angle of kidney damage is really fascinating because all you have to do in workers' comp cases in many states is simply prove exacerbation of a pre-existing condition by a workplace exposure.
Mm.
Not causation necessarily, but just exacerbation of it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you happen to have a guy working outside in the ditches in the southeast or in a hot environment, maybe he's a public streets worker or something, and every day he straps on a two-gallon or three-gallon thing on the back of his truck with some lemonade or water in it to replace the fluids that he loses while he's working outside in the hot heat and the humidity.
Yes.
If somebody happens to have a pre-existing kidney condition, it's not very difficult for a jury, I would think, to have to see that that could be exacerbated by this this cumulative ingestion. So that, to me, is this kidney front. It is really a crack that is opened.
But the thing that gets me is that, you know, you mentioned just like the asbestos cases and other cases. Remember, though, the asbestos cases, the tobacco cases, the lead poisoning have all been directed, these lawsuits, against private companies. Now, you have, in the case of fluoridation, you have government involvement. And government is the most, as far as I'm concerned, the most insidious source of poisoning in this area. And you see how fast they move to try to allow for litigation to be successful against communities, against states, against the federal government. You see, that's my point, I think, Dan.
Well, and I agree. I mean, see, the interesting thing is that some states have voluntary fluoridation,
right.
most of them, and some have mandatory.
Yes.
And in the states, for instance, Tennessee, where water district by water district, they individually decide if they're going to fluoridate. The liability, when you assume the decision process of saying, I'm going to do it, you just really just put yourself as a potentially responsible party right there. We've actually been seeing that the kidney thing, and because it affects people so seriously. I mean, there are people on dialysis today who were kicked over into needing dialysis when they were hoping to avoid it. They were just on the edge, and they were working really hard with their diet to not need it. And now today, you know, they're on dialysis. They're all swollen up. My heart just really, it's so difficult for me to talk to dialysis patients. So I'm really grateful for the fact that finally one of the good things about the legal situation is that people will be put under oath. That is the key, because CDC and others have been able to dance and not directly answer certain questions. So putting them under oath, even if it's in a small kind of case with just a few patients here or there, will start putting a real spotlight on it when they evade answering questions about skeletal fluorosis, dental fluorosis, and does it disproportionately harm African Americans and those kind of things.
Yeah, that's one aspect, fluorosis. The other, of course, is bone cancer and much, much more than that. Let me take a couple of calls for you, all right, Dan?
Sure.
Let's take, let's see, we have, first off is Mike in Kentucky. Hello, Mike. You're on with our guest, Daniel Stockin.
Yeah, osteoporosis, I haven't heard mentioned. I've been listening off and on for the last 35, 40 minutes, but have you talked much about, you know, the early onset?
No, we haven't mentioned that specifically.
Yeah,
but that's included.
I would say it could exacerbate, you know, that. And you're giving me some bad ideas because this could apply to a lot of situations, like the plasticizers and solvents that people are exposed to in the cleaning business.
Sure.
You know, if they're exposed to some of this stuff that may cause endocrine disruption and thyroid problems, the workman's comp venue seems like
it's diabetics and so forth.
Have you looked into any of the methods for people to try to help themselves, like trying to combine, I think it's calcium and magnesium 2-to-1, because fluoride apparently has such an affinity for things like calcium and magnesium. Supposedly you can desaturate your pineal gland and your body's serum levels of fluoride by using calcium and magnesium. And I was just wondering if you'd
You've asked that question. All right, Daniel?
Well, you know, you mentioned, Mike, osteoporosis. We do know that fluoride alters bone architecture. There's no doubt it does. And of course, because the immune cells are generated, many of the immune cells in the bone, that's a real significant concern for someone who's immunocompromised. But the issue you mentioned about how a person can help themselves, it's really fascinating to me that we've given so little attention to fluoride and its potential harm in our country, not in other countries, but in our country, because it's been a sacred cow, that we really, our ideas of both, one, diagnosis of fluoride body burden, and number two, methods to extract the fluoride, there's very, very little science on it. What we do know is that, you're right, you understand, obviously, the chemistry of this. There's a biochemistry aspect that bioavailable calcium in combination with other minerals is a very important aspect of cleansing a person from this. Dark green leafy vegetables, for instance, that have in their raw state, uncooked state, when taken in the body, provide a lot of bioavailable calcium.
Yeah.
And that's really important for the electrical properties of that calcium that's brought into the body.
Mm-hmm.
As to whether or not a person who has a certain number of parts per million of fluoride in their bones can get it down, say, 20% or X number percent, I have seen virtually no science on that.
Well, I think that may be a long-term situation. If you've been ingesting fluoride for decades, you know, 25 years or something, it may take you a couple of decades of trying to leach it out of your bones. But initially, the real thing to try to do is to get it out of your pineal gland, which disrupts your sleep cycle and your natural sleep rhythms. And, you know, they use this in a lot of, like I say, I've been listening off and on, so I hope I'm not repeating it, but they use this in a lot of medications to try to get medicines into the body, like, for instance, in the antidepressants, they use fluoride to get it past the so-called blood-brain barrier, and it ends up, you know, disrupting the pineal gland and your sleep cycles, and so that's why you get these people after they've been on Prozac and stuff for just maybe 5 or 6 weeks, they start going wacko, because it's almost like being on sleep deprivation. They have wide awake dreaming, and they're hallucinating.
You know, the effect of what it does on the glands in the brain and throughout the body, I tell people, fluoride ingested is like basically driving a Mack truck through a rose garden. The roses don't tend to make out too well, and because of its electrical properties, it's hurting for electrons, and it just wants to bind with all these things, and so it is a very, very dangerous thing, and I've worked with some very dangerous things in my life, and I don't get worked up over dangerous chemicals because I could have never done my job, but this one really concerns me.
Well, and they had to do something with it. I mean, from World War II and even before, I guess, the aluminum industry had so much of it, and the fertilizer industry, I guess, had so much of it, it would have been very cost prohibitive.
Well, that's just the point here is of what benefit really has it been, as far as a, quote, mass medication to the population. And they've never claimed that it is of any benefit for people who are outside of their formative years, have they?
Well, they say that now, conveniently enough, they say that it benefits even adults.
Oh, really? How does it do that? What are they saying?
Horse hockey.
Well, what they say is, for instance, is that it creates a certain concentration in your saliva, and that that amount bathes your teeth continually. But what they don't tell you is that the titer or the concentration of it in the saliva is so small that it's virtually not going to do much. And they also don't tell you that fluoride prevents that 85% or so of all children's cavities, for instance, occur in their molars, in the back teeth, and that fluoride is least effective back there. That's why they need teeth sealants.
Well, the whole reason that it delays the onset of cavities in children is because it mucks up the endocrine system because it's soaked up by things like the pineal gland, which is a pilot gland for the endocrine system, and it ends up screwing up the growth hormones and delays the teeth budding through. So the reason that kids with fluoride get cavities later in life is because they get teeth later in life. I mean, that is just it's a cart before the horse scientifically, I think. And the original two studies, from what I've read, that they did on, I think it was a couple of towns in Texas. One had natural occurring fluoride in the water in high levels, and the other didn't. And they didn't look at the diet. They didn't see if they were eating more sugar or anything else. It was a very narrow scientific study. Well, I'll let you go.
Okay, Mike. Thank you for the contributions. There's a lot of the story that we're just touching on here. We don't have time on each program to get into all of the ancillary issues. However, you've raised a few. Let me take Bill in Wisconsin, I believe. Next. Hello, Bill.
Bill from West Virginia.
I'm sorry, West Virginia.
Yes, sir. I worked in the aluminum business for 25 years, and I know what fluoride does.
What does it do?
Well, it softens bones in cattle.
Yep.
They're susceptible to it.
There you go.
Most of the people who work in the plant do not have their own teeth after a while. Anybody who's worked there for 20 years does not. The incidence of osteoporosis.
Yes.
But have you done any studies or done any research on Sardinia, where they mine fluoride?
Dan, have you?
No, I have not. No. I mean, today, the vast majority of the fluoride that we use comes from down in Central Florida and Louisiana and a little bit from China.
It originally came from Sardinia, and it's probably because there's nobody left there to mine the stuff. Because the pictures that I saw of the people there were grotesque, because it affects the bones and the head first. And
that's
the reason people don't have any teeth is because it softens your gums.
I didn't know that.
Well, the teeth underneath, definitely the architecture of the teeth are affected. Cows who graze on grass that has a lot of fluoride from air emissions that settle on the grass have problems with the teeth wearing down. And so it does affect animals. It affects humans. The aluminum plants were, some of the early culprits, if you will. And there's now, of course, a lot of attention is focused on the phosphate fertilizer industry.
Yes, because most of the fluoride now, because of the EPA during the 1970s, instead of spreading the fluoride over 500 square miles through the stack, is now confined locally right to the plant site. So it's more severe for the people who work there.
Understood. Well, appreciate you calling. Thank you very much, Bill, for that. I'm glad you called. And, boy, it gives me something else to think about now, Dan. This site that you have picked up here, obviously you're working with them, and it has to do with the fluoridealert.org, Fluoride Action Network, is certainly the work of Dr. Paul Connett, as you pointed out. I would urge people to get on the website and to sign the petition and to do something. Now, what concerns me is the fact that we're losing our control over our nation, and we're losing our sovereignty to these international organizations, the United Nations and so forth. And what we're seeing is these efforts like the Codex Elementarius. I don't know if you've heard of it, in Agenda 21, where actually we might even lose our rights, our sovereignty as states and even our government to be able to determine a water quality and what goes in it and what doesn't. And that concerns me very much, too. People are not aware of what's going on the international front.
And, you know, you mentioned what can people do.
Yes.
I just so appreciate you talking about that, because people who listen to the radio very often will say, you know, well, what can I do tonight or tomorrow to make a difference? I'll give you a couple of examples of some things that, just from my perspective, things that are happening. On the kidney front, you know Dear Abby?
I sure do. Well, I don't know her personally. But
okay.
I know her.
Well, she's on the board of the National Kidney Foundation. And I would encourage anyone who listening to this, if they can take a few minutes to send her a letter, say, hold the foundation accountable.
Get the word in the columns, too, Let's take a break, okay? We'll be right back with you and more information, what to do, what can be done, and what else we need to know about fluoridation. Fluoride and Truth Decay. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com. Or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365. 0365.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yes, indeed. We may squeeze in one call more, but I wanted to get you, definitely get you, Daniel, Stockin, to give us what you think is the most important form of action that we should be taking right now to end this fluoridation nonsense.
Okay, thank you. Yes, there's a few things, and I'm just going to kind of, I got about five or six things I'm going to say in rapid fire, and if anyone resonates with these, and they can do them, be wonderful. The first thing we're looking for is a very well-placed, visible champion in the African-American community. And if anyone listening happens to have some connections to someone like that in entertainment or sports industry, politicians, et cetera, if they could contact us, that would be great. We're also looking for a kidney patient, who are concerned about this, and I'm referring them over to the attorney. He's not soliciting patients. He's a very ethical man, won't do that. But we need more and more kidney patients to get directly involved.
I'm glad you mentioned that. I know one that's down to one kidney now with a tumor bigger than the kidney that was taken out of him. His other kidney is not functioning that well. So, you know, it may very well be the cancer emanated from something like this. We don't even know, but okay.
Well. Yes, and let me give you, is it okay if I give my phone number out?
Of course, I want you to, surely.
And anyone with any of these things I'm about to mention, if they'd like to call me, it's 706-669-0786. Mm-hmm. That's 706-669-0786. The other thing that we're looking to do is we're asking for connections in the city of Atlanta. This is CDC's backyard. Mm-hmm. If anyone listening has some strong connections, leaders of churches, leaders of in positions of in the business world, et cetera, in the African-American community or wherever down in Atlanta, we would just love to talk with you. And here's something. You know, in Juneau, the Dental Association spent $151,000 to try to get fluoridation to start back up. The folks against fluoride only had about $5,000, and they still won by like 61% to 37%.
I'll tell you something about the intelligence there of the people in Alaska.
It tells you that it says when people actually hear the story, they don't want fluoride. But the point here about it is the relative amounts of money that are thrown at this by the pro side. This, I don't know any other way to say it than I'll just say it. We need a billionaire. We need somebody to get behind this because a crack has opened up. And we have some really cool kind of projects that could just really speed up this thing and make it roll up and go away. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if anyone out there happens to know a billionaire who can kick some serious change at this thing.
I don't know, but I'll tell you, you should definitely get in contact with the editors of the AmericanFreePress.net. Get online and write to them. We can put you in touch with them because they have been doing stories on the subject for about 30 years. And I think they would welcome your information and your input for future litigation here.
Okay. And the last thing I'll just mention to you is on the fluoridealert.org website, you can find the letter from Attorney Reeves that he sent to the Kidney Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
That letter, I would encourage everyone to physically download it and send it to their individual water districts, particularly in states that voluntarily fluoridate.
Absolutely.
They really need to see that. Now on osteosarcoma as well as kidneys, the legal stuff has started. So those are some things. And then lastly, sign that petition on the fluoride alert.
Yes, and you're, of course, with the Lilly Center. Now, we have another call, and I'll tell you what. Why don't we have you stay over for the next 5 minutes, okay?
Sure, of course.
Because I hate to begin a call with only 30 seconds before the end of the hour. So we'll do that. And I want once again, those of you who have the Internet, I want to urge you to get online for one of the best websites, and that is the Fluoride Action Network. And all you have to do is type in www.fluoridealert.org, right?
That's correct.
There you go, and you'll see all the information that you need to arm yourselves, ladies and gentlemen. All right, another life and death struggle. We'll be back to wrap things up with our caller, Dan, in Houston next as we continue and conclude this segment with our guest, Daniel Stockin from the Lilly Center. I'm Rick Adams. With